Sweat was captured less than 2 miles from the Canadian border by Sergeant Jay Cook. The trooper shot Sweat twice in the torso as he tried to evade the officer and run into a heavily treed area. Following initial treatment at a local hospital, Sweat is now listed in serious condition at Albany Medical Center. He will be returned to the North Country to be prosecuted for the daring escape. But for the moment, Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says any action will wait until he is released from the hospital.
We're going to wait till he's medically discharged from the hospital. Once he's medically discharged, then we have to coordinate with all of our law enforcement agencies to have him brought back up back here to Plattsburgh and also to Malone. He'll probably have to answer charges in Malone relative to any of the burglaries that occurred and that DA McNeil may charge him with. And once that's coordinated, then we'll be able to move forward with the process of our charges in Clinton County with the escape. The primary charge that we have in Clinton County is the escape first degree. It's a D felony, punishable by 2 1/3 to 7 if he was a first-time felony offender. Obviously, he's not. He's a second felony offender, so he's looking at a 3.5 to 7-year sentence.
Will he be arraigned in the hospital?
No. In all likelihood, we will just continue to have his medical treatment provided. Once that's concluded, he's discharged. He'll remain in custody. There'll be supervision, obviously, of him at the medical center, and then he'll be transported back up here to both Plattsburgh and, all likelihood, Malone for court.
How critical will his being alive be to the furtherance of the investigation?
It could be very critical, providing us with information as far as how the escape occurred, what the foundation or the basis of it was, who, if anyone else, assisted him and Richard Matt in the escape. He does not have to talk to us whatsoever. He may make that decision not to speak to law enforcement, not to speak with my office relative to the escape and what occurred prior to and since June 6th. Time will tell whether he will or not.
Are we going to see special grand juries called for this, or will it even need grand juries?
Well, it'll need grand jury action, but not a special grand jury. You might have a grand jury term that's going was brought in on Wednesday, I think it was. So we're ready to submit this to a grand jury.
What kind of strain is this putting on the resources of your office?
In my office, there's been an enormous, not only financial strain, but also the work environment in my office. I've been primarily focused on this matter since June 6th, and my staff has been covering the normal everyday ongoings of the court proceedings. I've been dealing with those as well as I normally do, but there's been a lot of strain financially as well with our cooperation with law enforcement, what we've had to do, supply the law enforcement officers with subpoenas, warrants that have been placed into effect by the judges. So there's been a lot of strain both physically, mentally, and financially.
DA Wiley said the escape and subsequent search is costing his office thousands of dollars. He expects the governor's and comptroller's offices will assess cumulative cross-agency expenses. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.